Welcome back to the Fantasy Snapshot, where you can get what you need to know for your fantasy team in 15 minutes or less. I am your host, Brandon Miller. You can follow me on Twitter at BrandonMillerPO. Let's get into the injury news. Today is going to be a little bit different, as we do have the first COVID-19 interruption of the season, and we need to talk about it. But let's, you know, get right into injuries first here. Chris Carson, running back for the Seahawks, does have a mild knee strain and could miss one or potentially more games. If you watched that game, you would have seen that Cowboys rookie Tristan Hill appeared to gator roll Carson's leg as he tackled him, which seemed pretty dirty. He should be looking at a hefty fine, if not a possible suspension, but Chris Carson, again, could be out at least one game, possibly a few more. We'll talk about his replacement here shortly. Chris Godwin, wide receiver for the Buccaneers, does have a hamstring injury and is expected to miss multiple games here. That is just a pretty tough blow there. He obviously is a vital part of that passing offense. So, you know, if you did have Tom Brady, you might be a little bit worried there, but he does still have, obviously, Mike Evans, and we'll talk about Scotty Miller here in a minute. Philip Lindsay, running back for the Broncos, is trending in the right direction. So he's not a recent injury, but he was injured in week one with a turf toe injury. But he could play Thursday against the Jets. So if for whatever reason you still have him, or he is actually on waivers, that's something he's someone you could look at picking up if he does end up playing. It is the Jets. They are horrible at stopping the run. Even though it does not appear to seem to be a high-scoring game, he could be a guy you could flex. Just wanted to put that in there. Dallas Goedert, tight end for the Eagles, had what originally appeared to be an ankle strain, but is now confirmed to actually be a fracture, so he is going to be out for a significantly lengthy period of time. We don't know an exact timeline on that yet, but you know, if you are a Dallas Goedert owner, you know, that does suck. The tight end landscape in fantasy is pretty much always a dumpster fire. So anytime you have a guy that looks like he could be promising and you lose him, you know, it's not a fun time. But if you, you know, are a Zach Ertz owner, you are probably, you know, a little bit thankful for this because he's just going to be getting more targets. So if you're a Zach Ertz owner, you're probably happy about that. Speaking of tight ends, Jordan Reed, you know, doing Jordan Reed things. He seems to have suffered some kind of lower body injury and should be out 6 to 8 weeks. Thankfully, it has not another concussion, and it is actually only a lower body injury. So otherwise, that would be pretty scary, as he does have a pretty lengthy history of concussions. So he will be out for a little bit here. Michael Pittman, wide receiver for the Colts, did have compartment leg syndrome in his calf, and actually had surgery on that recently. His current timeline is expected to return after the bye in week 8, but we really don't know. Definitely keep an eye on that. All right, let's talk about COVID. So we do have the first COVID-19 interruption here. The Titans are dealing with 3 players and 5 personnel that have tested positive for COVID-19 after playing the Vikings. Both teams suspended all in-person activities, and the Titans will not be working at their team facilities through at least Saturday, per the most recent report here. The Vikings have not actually had anyone test positive for COVID so far from this, but obviously more testing will certainly be coming. These initial tests could be, you know, potentially not accurate. It might not show the actual implications of that game. So definitely something to keep an eye on. We don't know whether the Titans or Vikings will be playing in their next games this weekend, but you need to plan accordingly and keep an eye on the latest news to come out about this. This also does kind of affect the next thing we will talk about here, which is the waiver wire targets that you should be looking at. Let's start with the wide receivers. First name on here, Justin Jefferson, obviously wide receiver for the Vikings. Guy you want to keep an eye on here due to that COVID news. But he is a rookie, but he has incredibly reliable route running, and he definitely broke out in a huge way in week 3. He had 7 receptions for 175 yards and a touchdown. He is definitely seeming to be a big piece of that offense here. And his next three matchups are Houston, Seattle, and Atlanta. I do not think I could give a more favorable three-game stretch of opponents to a wide receiver. All three of those teams definitely get burned through the air, so Justin Jefferson is probably your priority add this week, but you know, obviously you do need to keep an eye on the COVID news coming out of Minnesota. I would still definitely pick him up. He seems to be definitely integral in that passing game and is breaking out in a pretty big way, so pick him up, but you know, definitely keep an eye on the news there. Scotty Miller for the Bucks. Obviously we just talked about they have no Chris Godwin, but they also play against the Chargers next, who just lost Chris Harris Jr. to a lower leg injury for about 6 to 8 weeks. And obviously Scotty Miller does play in the slot, so he will not be going up against Chris Harris Jr. He did have a few drops, but still had, you know, three receptions for a total of 83 yards against the Broncos. So definitely a guy you could play and flex. We know how much Tom Brady loves his undersized wide receivers. So if you do need a flex, you know, there are much, much worse options that you have other than Scotty Miller. Alan Lazard for the Green Bay Packers continues to look like the wide receiver two in Green Bay. He had six receptions for 146 yards and a touchdown. He's actually a borderline wide receiver one as long as Adams is out, but even then could still be a solid wide receiver two after Adams' return. The trust does seem to be there for the Lazard King between him and Aaron Rodgers, so Alan Lazard is another guy you could look at picking up if you don't have him already. I know I mentioned him before, but he is a strong candidate to pick up and play. Running backs here, Carlos Hyde for the Seahawks, as long as Chris Carson is out. Hyde is the next man up, and we will definitely see, obviously, an increased role as a running back and probably as a receiver out of the backfield, and you can play him the next few games. He does go against the Dolphins and the Vikings next, two defenses that seem pretty suspect, especially, you know, in PPR leagues. You're probably going to want to grab Carlos. He's going to catch a few balls for you. Miles Gaskin for the Dolphins. He had 22 carries in week three and still pulled down five receptions. So the volume is definitely looking like it's going to be there for Gaskins to be pretty much a flex play in PPR. He already has 15 receptions on the year. And obviously, you know, volume is king, especially in PPR. Miles Gaskin is a guy that if he's available, you could pick him up. He has been pretty popular ad over the last few weeks, and that's just going to become even more so now. But if he is there and you need a running back, especially if you're in PPR, I would take a look at him. We are going to do a little bit extra here as well. I'm going to talk about some tight ends and quarterbacks, actually one of each, in terms of who should be going after for tight ends. Mo Alie-Cox, who is the tight end for the Colts, is an absolute animal of a human being at 6'6", 260 pounds. Their OC Nick Sirianni actually recently said at his press conference that they're going to keep using him in the offense. He is just a huge mismatch, and Rivers likes throwing to tight ends. You know, obviously tight ends are a constant dumpster fire in fantasy, but he is worth a shot, and he's put up pretty good numbers over the last couple weeks. He did go over 100 yards in week two, and then he just caught a touchdown in week three, so he is seeming to be trending up a little bit there, a guy you could play at tight end. For quarterbacks, Ryan Fitzpatrick, the Fitz magic is still happening. He was 18 of 20 with two passing touchdowns and 38 yards rushing, and actually a rushing touchdown for Fitzpatrick against the Jaguars. And up next, he has a dance with the Seahawks, who have allowed 1,300 passing yards through 3 weeks. Their defense is atrocious, and he's going to be in a shootout with Chef Russ, who is on pace for 74 passing touchdowns, not a typo. Fire up Fitzmagic with confidence. You can play him, and he is going to get points. We all know how Fitzpatrick plays in the beginning of the year. Do not shy away from Fitzpatrick. The stud of the week, speaking of the Seahawks, is their wide receiver Tyler Lockett. He had 9 receptions for 100 yards and 3 touchdowns. This is not really anything new. We know that Tyler Lockett is a stud, especially in PPR, but the only reason I put him on here is, you know, that's just insane, but also he is looking more and more like he's just going to be a wide receiver one on the year, so Tyler Lockett is confirmed good at football. Dud of the week, Kenyon Drake. He wasn't really that bad, you know, running back for the Cardinals. He also wasn't great, though. He did go against the Lions defense that is horrible against the run, and seeded 168 yards and two touchdowns on the ground the week prior to Aaron Jones with the Packers. But Kenyon Drake did not seem to do great. He did have 18 carries for 73 yards, but should have probably done more. You know, I think he will probably bounce back here. You know, he is looking like a you know, fantasy wide receiver or fantasy running back, I'm sorry, that you can play, and he does get you some catches as well in the passing game. So not too worried about Kenyon Drake, but you know, obviously guy to maybe keep an eye on there. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Fantasy Snapshot. Before you go here, I did want to just share this with you. Even if you are 0-3 or, you know, 1-2 in your league right now, do not quit. You can still make it to the playoffs. Once you get there, anything can happen. Half your entire league is probably losing right now, and a lot of those teams will start to quit. By being the person who does not quit, you can definitely start winning and actually still win your title. So do not give up. Even if you started 0-3 or 1-2, that is definitely still in the cards for you as far as winning a title. So don't worry about that at all. Have a great night.